As always on Monday mornings, IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell joins me now for a look at the week ahead in the Iowa legislature. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So Democrats are offering Governor Branstad a bit of what you might call an olive branch in trying to resolve their differences over a Medicaid expansion. But so far, the governor isn't backing down on his opposition. Does that issue remain at a stalemate then?
Well, I would say it's good that both sides are saying conciliatory things, but the differences remain. Democrats want to take the federal government up on its offer to expand Medicaid to an additional roughly 150,000 uninsured Iowans, and Governor Branstad still wants a new Medicaid alternative to cover roughly 89,000 Iowans. And as you know, the governor says the federal government can't be trusted to cover the cost of the expanded Medicaid rolls. So the new development is that Democrats say if the federal government reneges, then Iowa would then opt out of the program. But it's not entirely clear if that's even possible. So to answer your question, I think the differences are still stark enough that this could go down to the wire and maybe even delay adjournment of the legislature.
Governor Branstad is sparring with Senate Democrats over how his economic development chief, Debbie Durham, was treated during a recent hearing at the State House. Now, remind us what that controversy is all about, if you would.
Oh, sure. Well, in a nutshell, the state offered a big tax incentive package to bring this Egyptian firm called Orascom to build a fertilizer plant in southeast Iowa. There were questions raised about whether the incentive package was necessary. And then more recently, a federal complaint against Orascom from back in 2004 came to light. The Justice Department accused a firm connected with Orascom of fraudulent work to win a federal contract for a construction project in Egypt. So that's the gist of it.
And Governor Branstad said that Durham was bullied by Senate Democrats in that hearing. Is it unusual for officials to face the kind of scrutiny that Durham received during her committee testimony?
Well, we should make clear that the governor was in friendly territory down in southeast Iowa when he made his complaint. You know, southeast Iowa is where this deal is going to create a lot of good jobs. And I should also make clear that Democrats object to calling how Debbie Durham got treated in that committee meeting, to calling that bullying. But to answer your question, I would say it's not that unusual for a department head that's appointed by a governor of one party to get roughed up a little bit in a Senate committee led by the opposite party. So it happens.
Taxes were a big topic of discussion at the State House last week. House Republicans passed a flat tax proposal as well as a plan to send state surplus funds back to taxpayers. Are either of these proposals likely to go anywhere?
Well, they didn't get a single vote from Democrats in the Iowa House, and they're not likely to see the light of day in the democratically controlled Senate either. You know, look, the flat tax is an income tax cut, which is not a priority for Democrats. And Democrats have other ideas for what to do with the state's budget surplus rather than giving that money back to taxpayers.
So why this push for a flat tax? I mean, has anyone estimated what it would mean for state revenues?
Yes. The estimate is that it would eventually, once it's fully implemented, it would cost the state treasury about $450 million. And, you know, the flat tax is it's a perennial Republican favorite. It's touted for its simplicity. Under this bill in Iowa, it would be optional. Taxpayers could either do the flat tax or the traditional income tax. I guess they could figure out what would cost them less tax and go that route. The state tax would be a flat 4.5% of your federal tax liability, thus the name flat tax. But it sounded a little more complicated than that when it was described in the House debate. Here's Boone Republican Chip Baltimore describing how that optional state flat tax would work.
And it uses a new system based simply on figuring out what your adjusted gross income is at the federal level, subtracting out any dividend or interest income gained on federal securities, which is not allowed to be taxed by the state, a very simple, straightforward standard deduction, and then multiplying by 4.5%.
Now, I should say that the Department of Revenue isn't wild about this optional flat tax idea. They said for a taxpayer to be able to switch back and forth from the regular income tax to the flat tax would make it harder for them to detect fraud. In fact, in a committee, they said it would encourage gaming the system, although a Department of Revenue representative said later that that was probably not the best choice of words.
So, Joyce, what else is coming up this week?
Well, there's a bill to make gun permits confidential that's on the debate calendar in the House. And it's kind of interesting what's happened with that bill. Generally, you know, a bill like that might be resisted by gun control advocates. But when it was in committee, a pro-gun control piece got attached to it. So now the bill makes gun permits confidential, but it also bans so-called straw purchases of guns. That's where someone makes a legal purchase of a firearm and then provides it to someone who couldn't buy it legally. So with those two sort of conflicting aspects, the bill got a unanimous vote when it came out of committee. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the full House.
All right. Well, thank you for that look ahead at the week at the State House, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.